FM. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Scribble our number down in case you want to join us this hour at 888-520-9710.
There are two new moms in the United States. One's the ugliest and one's the oldest. Which one are you going to hear about first?
I've seen the oldest.
I know that one, too.
I don't know the ugliest, so I'd like to hear that one.
Okay.
Yeah, ugly sounds good.
Ugliest new mom in the United States, Mary Cheney.
Now.
Oh.
She's the manliest new mom.
She's the lesbian daughter
she's
of...
She's the daughter of Dick Cheney.
She's a handsome woman.
Yeah, gave birth to an 8-pound, 6-ounce baby boy with her partner of 15 years, Heather Poe.
Heather Poe.
Named him Samuel David Cheney. I thought, yeah, that Mary was the man in that situation.
Well they're both about...
They're both manly?
They're both about equal.
Well, whoever carries the baby is obviously the...
I can't imagine a butch Heather.
She's not as butch as Mary, but they're right.
But if you were going to decide to have a baby with your partner...
Yeah, it'd be me.
You would have it because she's the guy, right?
No, she just has no desire to give birth to a baby. She doesn't want to ruin her body.
Really?
Well, that's kind of a...
I know.
And you'd be cool with that? Let your body be ruined and suddenly you're all fat
no,
and flabby?
No, I've already made my decision.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
You're not having any babies either?
Nah.
But see, how do you make a great mom?
I know how you...
Because, you know, you treat your dogs with so much love and care. You would treat your kids the same way and even more. So you'd be a perfect mom, yet you say you don't want it.
Yeah, but I also put my dogs in a pen when I'm going to go to the movie.
No, I think she's lying. I think Heidi's lying.
What?
So annoys me about her.
But she already has children
no,
at home
not.
She's not talking about?
No, like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, people change.
Well, you were really wanting to have a baby.
Yeah, well, that, you know.
Talking about it. Yeah, someday I could see myself with some kids, definitely. I'm not with anybody right now, but now all of a sudden you're with somebody who doesn't want to have kids. Now you've taken on their personality. And
no,
now
no,
you
no.
Don't have,
no,
you
know, she
no
wants,
hell no.
No,
no, no
she
no, no,
wants
no.
to. She wants me to have babies. She'd have had 10 of them.
But you don't want to.
Well, no,
even
I
though
just,
you did 24 months ago. Something weird about that, Frank.
No,
I
think I've spent, I don't know, I just, I don't,
but,
I don't know if it's something
help
I
me understand
do
this.
Anymore.
Before you were serious with the Italian,
yeah.
You wanted to be a mother, which I thought was
I
a beautiful.
I wanted to carry Frank's baby.
So then as soon as you found someone that you love dearly and probably would want to spend the rest of your life with, which would make a nice home for the children,
yeah.
Now you don't want to be a mother. See, something happened there, it doesn't make any sense. Now
I
you
know.
Want it even more.
She said it right there. I wanted to carry Frank's baby, and now that she's with the Italian, they're probably thinking about other methods like a sperm bank or maybe a brother of the Italian or something like that.
Yeah, so they're all fixed.
So you have been talking about it, but
yeah.
You really want to have mine. And she wouldn't be into that because she thinks you secretly love me. And
wow.
And she's jealous, isn't she?
You've figured us all out.
I think I have.
Yeah, well.
So you're not adopting a kid from
then
Africa
that could
or something?
Get complicated because then I would say, oh, the kid's going where? No, that's my...
So
no.
You don't want to have a baby unless it's mine.
Right.
Oh, God, Heidi.
Right. I'm holding
well,
out.
Dozens of women
I'm
around the country
until
will tell
one night
you.
I get you drunk enough and you don't even know what happened. I come in like a little hummingbird and it's over.
Oh,
like,
here, come here, just bend
what?
Over real quick.
What happened?
Get her done.
What happened?
Honey, look into it. There's dozens of women around the country have had this kid.
I know.
It's not that great.
That is true. That's a thing, too, that wouldn't be special. Because it's like, huh, it's one of how many. I'd be like, do I have any brothers or sisters? Well, I know of one. There could be more.
Studies have shown one in every 98 women in America have had at least one child with Franklin.
Yeah. If you ever want to get me out of your life, have my kid.
All right. Well, when that time comes, I will...
When you never want to see me again...
I'll have sex with you.
Have sex with me.
Okay. That's a deal. You want to shake on it?
Sure, I'll shake on it.
All right, shake on it. Right.
Will you guys just bet on anything? First American Idol, now this. My God.
Don't try to find me.
I'm not. Don't worry.
They'll be calling me up 17 years into that kid's life going, we want back support.
We need some money. Times are tough. My candle and coffee shop's not going well.
I thought the mall kiosk would really pay off better than it did, but no. I'm hurt and shocked by what I heard, though. I always pictured Heidi a few years from now as, you know, with a whole brood of kids. I thought you would be a perfect one.
Well, that's nice of
you. The lesbian thing doesn't bother me at all. I think that if you have two people together of the same sex, like Mrs. Cheney and Mrs. Poe, or Ms. Poe and Mr.
Or two gay flamingos in London.
Right.
You
whatever.
Know, love is love. Households are... But, you know, the thing about Cheney is because his boss, George Bush, is so right-wing conservative and ultra-religious and all that, I guess Cheney's been taking a lot of flack from Focus on the Family. In fact, the big cheese, James Dobson, remember him?
Oh, he loves the show.
Oh, yeah. He had said that kids need to be raised by heterosexual married couples, not lesbian couples.
He's one of my MySpace friends, old James Dobson. Oh, what a funny card.
News reporters said that Vice President Cheney bristled when he heard that. What does bristled mean? How do you bristle?
I think you get like, you know, you got whiskers and you're like, do your whiskers. You're like,
this is uncomfortable.
No, no, you're like, no, you're uncomfortable. You're rubbing your face and you're
doesn't mean you kind of shake and go
antsy in your seat. Yeah.
If you're coming in, you shiver. He bristled at the comments. His mouth went straight for a second. Anyway.
So that was the ugliest mom in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Now to the oldest. A 60-year-old woman gave birth to twins.
Selfish.
It is selfish because those kids are going to have a mom that's conceivably dead from old age or too old to do anything. Very selfish at that age.
She'll be 80 when they're 20. Doesn't seem that bad when you say it like that.
She'll be in her 70s when she's got two teenagers or maybe dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's very selfish at some point. How do you try?
Her name is Frieda Birnbaum.
But she can't help it.
She underwent in vitro fertilization, of course.
Is that what she had, twins? The odds are greater if you do that to have twins.
Had it done in South Africa at a center that specializes in older chicks getting pregnant. She and her husband, Ken, have been married for 38 years and have three other children, sons ages 6 and 33.
My God. Somebody was an oopsie.
And a daughter, 29.
Hmm.
So she wanted her younger son to have siblings closer to his age and wanted to remove some of the stigma attached to older women giving birth. No, you didn't. You didn't care about older women giving birth.
Yeah, it's not about stigma.
Well, it's like you getting dogs for your dogs. She wanted kids for her kid.
Yeah.
Well, go adopt some then.
I've only got one dog for my one dog. But,
well, apparently they're healthy.
Yeah, I know. I saw her
really,
on the news.
She doesn't really look that old. But, I mean, she looks like a young 60.
Well, she does. But she's lucky they're healthy, and she's lucky she's healthy. And again, the years, the chronology says, is it fair to kids? Remember when you were in school and there was probably the one or two kids in your school or in your class that had old parents?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dealing with it right now, but one of my daughter's good friends, there was a father-daughter dance,
mm-hmm.
and so we went together with her friend and her dad, and I didn't know what to expect. Meet him, he's 82 and me.
Oh my God.
He's 82. I'm 36.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how was World War I?
Huh? No, he's too old to fight in that, I think.
Really? I don't know. Yeah, he's 82 years old.
Wow.
And has a daughter who's 9.
Yeah, I went to school with two guys. We were all in the same class together, Ken and Greg. Greg was Kenny's uncle. So same age guys, but Greg's the uncle.
Yeah, my dad's older than his uncle.
That's so strange to me. It was weird. It's not like he called him Uncle Greg, because that'd be weird. But he was technically his uncle. But they were just pals. I guess they were like, oh, we're just cousins.
My dad's Uncle Butch.
How much older is...
A couple years.
Uncle Butch.
Your dad is older than his uncle.
And Uncle Butch, yeah.
That's bizarre.
How do you think anyone will ever call you Uncle Butch?
Well, they already do. Little Caden calls me Uncle Butch.
I think it's okay. It's more okay. Not completely okay, but more okay if at least one of the two is younger. If you got one in the 30s and one in the 50s or 60s, maybe it's better because one still has a few years of stamina left. But you have a 60-year-old woman, and I'm guessing her husband's also up there.
Yeah, is her husband older, too?
Yeah, it looks like he's about the same age as her. Mm.
So there you go. In the years when their body is going to make them slow down and sit around a lot, the kids who need, you know, parents to look after them and run after them and do things with them, it's not fair to kids at some point.
Well, I'd be pissed if I were the 29-year-old daughter. It's like, oh, great, chances are if they both kick, guess what I got to do? Oh, I got to raise two kids. Thanks, Mom. I mean, it's probably fine. They all probably talk about it.
Maybe who would you want to be your parents, the 60-year-old couple or Mary Cheney and Heather Poe?
Between the two, I'll take the lesbians.
Really?
I think I would, too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I'd take the 60-year-old woman.
Why? Can you get away with more stuff? You get away with murder?
What? I'm just thinking about the birth canal itself, and I think I'd rather pass through Frieda's than
Mary's.
I think they wash off whatever you pass through. It's not like residual stuff you're stuck with for life. Though I have this one patch of weird stuff on my elbow, which has been there for several years.
Is that part of a lesbian vaginal canal on your elbow? Let me see. It is. Ew. No one would ever know.
Mary just seems cold and dark.
She does seem a little... I'm with you on that.
This old lady? Hell, probably wouldn't even squeeze it on my head. I just fell out. Came out perfectly round head. Look like a C-section baby.
One of those pretty babies. No pressure at all.
Can you imagine how much more stuff you'd get away with if your parents were too old to ride herd on you? I mean, if you grew up for the, I don't want to use the word normal, but the average age of parents, say 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, somewhere in that span of time when you're a teenager. Now, let's say your parents are in their 70s and you're a teenager, or 80s. you know, you can sneak out, stay out late at night. They're in bed by 6 right after Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get away with so much more stuff because they're old and they're tired.
Did you have the friend that had the old parents? Because I did.
Yeah.
And when you look, now that I'm a parent, look back at what we did at Bill's house, I'm like, oh, my God.
Right. See?
And I can't imagine my kid trying to pull that stuff off on me, but his parents were so old, it didn't matter.
Yeah, they got the TV up so loud so they can hear it, so they can't even hear what's going on in the basement, because you can hear Jeopardy upstairs. You're like, they can't hear what we're doing. But listen how loud Jeopardy is. Right. We can hear it down here.
When Antiques Roadshow comes on, you know they're probably sleeping, so do what you want. Hey, Derek in Surprise, Arizona.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, when I was 10 years old, I was a great uncle.
How old's your dad and mom?
My dad passed away now. He was 88 when he passed. My mom had me when she was 40. My mom's 63 now.
I'm trying to figure out how he's a great uncle.
Or is it even worth figuring?
Nah, probably not.
Really.
Well, how old? My dad is 71 and my mom is 63.
Your mom's only 63?
She looks older.
She looks so much. Well, you know what I mean.
She's not listening, I don't think.
Okay, she retired from the special ed school.
She still works there.
But she's getting close to 65. She retiring?
I think she'll stay as long as they'll have her. Yeah.
And then a place you want to get away from as soon as you can?
Or do you have to retire when you're 65? Do they force you?
In teaching, I think they may. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
No, they probably need volunteers for that job.
Right, because she's just wiping butts and emptying that kind. You know, she's saying, this is a ball, and this here's the bat. Now, you hold the bat, hit the ball. That's what she's doing. Like to teenagers, but they're in the fourth grade.
They can't figure that out?
Some of them can't, no. My mom said this one doesn't know when they do the hockey in the auditorium. She said the one little kid doesn't know which one's the puck and which one's the stick. And she goes, get the stick. He picks up the puck. And he's like 16.
Why isn't your mother just insane? Seems like that would be so frustrating. She must have a lot more patience than I do.
She told, you know, she told the, and she, I know this is true. She was in the interview to try to get the job, and the guy says, you know, do you have any experience working with special needs kids? And she says, well, I have an older son, Darren, and a daughter, Heidi. And he said, oh, I know them. And she got the job right away. Nothing further.
Well, you kind of look downy.
I know. Yeah.
And you do a great impersonation because you're so close. You're like around the edge of just being
it. Just right on the cusp. I think it was because my dad was older when I was born.
Did she make you put in the ponytails on the sides of your head while going with her?
Going with her.
On
and
a
I was
leash.
Like, my mom's great. I'm fine. She got the job. Good for her.
I'm glad she's happy.
Glad I could help.
I can't believe they actually interview. Seemed like they'd be so desperate for someone to
do
that.
I know.
Like, please, huh? No interview needed. Yeah. Just come in and take charge.
I have to do
she
what?
She passed the bat and ball exam.
I'm surprised my mom knew.
Here, Barb, here's a bat, here's a ball. Now hit it.
Oh, okay. Well, I can teach them that.
Aren't there some jobs we can teach, like baboons to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those smart chimps that can work, you know, intelligent stuff. Lucy the chimp.
I think it's tough to find a chimp in Batesville, Indiana.
And I think it's odd that they're teaching kids hockey. Why are they putting retarded kids on skates?
No, because, Frank, my mom's in a program.
Cruel.
I know. My mom's in this program where they're trying to make those children, those special needs children. Because I ask the same thing. I'm like, what's the point? Can't we get life skills down? Do we really need to do roller hockey? How about how to comb your hair? How to wipe your bunghole?
How to drain the fries from the grease basket?
Anything. Teach life skills.
You don't want to have retarded people around hot oil.
No.
Okay, you're right.
Good.
How to say welcome to Walmart?
But my mom
bobbing for fries.
My mom says got one. My mom says they try to teach them to be as normal as possible. So
really?
That's why her program exists because they want to.
Does she have to follow a book?
Yeah, there's a whole thing.
Okay, let's teach everybody how to comb their hair because look at all your hair.
Well, I think there's a program that you know they go through in sports and it's all encompassing. You know how to wash your hands. My mom's like you have to. I mean, it's a chore.
Do they not have parents?
You use the pump. Okay, now rub your hands. I'm like, Mom, come on. Seriously? She goes, yes, they don't know.
And do they remember the next day how to wash their hands? Or you got to go back square one?
Usually square one.
Well, what's the point of teaching it? If it's going to be forgotten knowledge 24 hours later, you're wasting your time.
I know.
Don't they have parents? Don't the parents teach them anything at home at all? If you don't know how to wash your hands, I know if you're mentally challenged, you don't, but isn't that one of the basic things mom or dad should do? How to turn on a faucet
mm-hmm.
and where to put the hand?
Mm-hmm.
If they're not doing that, what are they doing?
I know, Frosty.
They're drinking at the bar. Can you believe what happened to my kids? What I do in life deserved is more paps, bartender.
That's what they're doing.
So it's up to my mom to teach.
I didn't know she's such a big-hearted, wonderful person. She's a saint for knowing that.
I know she is.
Or does she just want to be the smartest person in the room?
You always look for the critical, negative, dark cloud side of things,
don't you? He's only bashing my mom because he's falling in love with me. I know his ways. I can handle it. He loves me.
She's going to be my baby's grandma someday.
Yeah, future mother-in-law. I mean, he has to hate her.
Right? Mother-in-law, we're never getting married.
Yeah, we would.
No, we're not.
Yes, we would.
Never.
You will fall so in love with me. Why would I have to marry you? You wouldn't have to, but you'd want to. I wouldn't expect
you to.
I wouldn't want to be your third or fourth wife anyway.
Why
so
would I want to marry you?
You just would.
If I can have you the way I want you, then why would I ever marry you?
Huh. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not saying I'd say yes, but you'd want
to.
But
I'd want to.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You would.
That's crap.
I would love you like you've never been loved before.
Then why would I have to get any more of you if I'm getting that crazy kind of love now?
Because you would be so in love that you would just want to... I just want to marry you. I just want you to have my name. I just want...
Is it because you'd be so great that if he doesn't marry you, someone else will, and he'll lose that basket of goodies, which is you?
Look at all these muffins. Soft, warm, and fresh.
Yeah, they're muffins.
So what's your trick? How are you going to love me so much that I'm going to have to marry you?
Oh, it's good sandwiches. Good sandwich.
You're going to make me a sandwich every day.
That's a good start.
You can buy them at 7-Eleven pre-made in those little containers for $3.99.
I'm really good at marinating meat.
I bet you are.
And
you can soak meat, all right?
Makes it nice and...
You got a nice dry rub you can put on it.
A little dry rub. Oh, yeah.
So, Frank, why did you marry that blonde bimbo? Well, she can marinate meat.
And you wink and all the guys go, gotcha.
She makes sandwiches.
Gotcha. Makes sandwiches.
Roast beef.
Oh, yeah.
Sandwiches.
Special sauce.
Okay,
and I'm really good at BJ's, so I don't know.
Frank, why aren't you on your knee proposing right this minute?
And you would never turn me down?
No. Mm-mm.
Anytime.
Well, unless you're musky.
We're in the middle of Ralph's, and I'm musky as hell.
We'll go back to the Ralph's bathroom and take our chances on not getting arrested.
Slap a paper towel on it.
Brown, itchy, hard, crackly.
Sorry, Edmund, she doesn't want you. What if Frank, in a moment of alcoholic inebriation, proposed to you?
Yeah.
Would you break up with the Italian if he was really serious? I mean, I kind of think he is. I think he has feelings.
Would you dump her if I asked you to marry me?
Are you a better catch? Is Frank a better catch than her?
Huh. That's interesting.
Would you come back?
Huh.
Can you answer all these in the next 3 seconds before we go to commercials?
No, I'm going to have to think about
it. Okay, huh. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
David. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
What do you think, Heidi?
Having my baby.
Well, now you're putting me all back in the mood to have a baby.
Yes, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and you, 888-520-9710. Tom, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I've got a question for Heidi.
Okay.
You were saying how you were so, Frank was being so in love with you because you could make him sandwiches and you'd,
marinate meat.
Yeah. But then she threw in, I don't know if anybody caught it, BJ. Now, I just want to know if she was so good at BJ, or good at BJ, as you said.
Right. I'm a really good tennis player too, but I don't play it all the time, but I enjoy it. And when an opportunity
arises...
You like to
whack around the fuzzy balls every now and then?
I do. I'm quite good at it.
Yeah, you live with Annette.
Thank you. We weren't going to mention her name on the radio. Yeah, I mean, you know, just, I can be good at something, not do it all the time. Isn't everybody in this room good at something that you don't really do all the time, but you're good at it?
No, like, I'm not good either.
I'm really good at firing a gun, too. I don't know why. I did it as a kid. Come up, go take me to the shooting range, and I'm like, where are you going to hit it? Head, heart. I'm awesome. I don't do it, though. I'm really good shot, though, but I don't go and shoot.
Smiley face.
Shoot guns all the time, but I can make designs and everything.
I guess we're totally opposite. I am really good at killing a good time, but I do it all the time.
That's the difference.
Yeah, you made a habit of it.
All right. As often as I can. Hey, Joanne in Phoenix.
Hi.
You're
How
on.
Are you guys?
Good.
I've been trying to get through to you guys for like months and months, and finally, there's something I can tell you about. This has to do with older parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My best friend in junior high school and high school, she was between between the ages of 14 and 16. Her parents were in their 70s.
Yikes.
And they're also alkies. And they smoked cigarettes, so they were always out of it. And they also had a Jaguar XKE.
What color was it carpeting?
God, I don't remember. I'm 58. So you do the math. That was a long time ago.
As Adam Carolla would say, you do the math.
Joanne's point is, I'm guessing, that the kid gets away with murder if the parents are old and especially inebriated.
Yeah.
She was a wild child, and that's why she was my best friend, because both of my parents had broomsticks up their ass. So that was the only time I got to do anything fun. So we were drunk all the time.
That's actually another thing that might make Frank fall in love with me.
Were they ever, like, in a bad tornado?
I just thought of another thing.
Tell you what, honey, I will ask you to marry me when Charles Manson finally gets paroled. And so now I know we have 5 more years to wait on that.
5 more years, and then maybe there'll be a big proposal.
Manson's 72 years old now.
I thought he'd be older than that, actually.
Yeah.
He was just up for parole, and he didn't show up.
The police showed up.
He didn't go this time?
This is the 11th time that he's been denied.
Well, they're not going to let him go, even if he does show up.
You know what's weird?
It.
People who actually killed people are in prison for less amount of time than a guy who didn't even kill anybody is in jail for.
Yeah, well, but he had people do the killing for him. But, yeah, he's
so
the killer.
Think it's like, if I had somebody kill 5 people for me, or I killed one, I should be in jail for the person who actually did the killing should be in jail for a lot longer.
Because you're the mastermind.
Why does someone like Manson come up for parole at all? Just think, folks.
Because you have to.
But yeah, but why? At some point, if you're so evil, shouldn't you just cross off all the upcoming paroles? Because let's say, for whatever reason, he acts like he's changed his life around, and he's reformed, and he's sorry, and he's done his 40 years in prison, and they let him go.
And he sandpapered that swastika off his forehead.
How would you like to be in society in America knowing Charles Manson's out there somewhere, looking for a place to live? I mean, don't even give him a chance to get out.
Since he had 12 disciplinary violations since his last parole hearing in 2002, but didn't say what they were.
Oh, Charles, behave. Anyway,
he didn't attend the hearing or send a representative.
I don't know that much.
He
knows it's a waste of time.
That's badass.
I don't know that much about Charles Manson. So who exactly did he not like? I get the swastika on the forehead. Was that?
Why don't you Google that when you get home?
Helter Skelter.
Near.
It was just willy nilly. He hated just people in general.
I don't know.
So you guys don't know either. That's cool.
No, it's a long. It can't. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just research.
You can't sum it up.
I just thought it was a nutshell, kind of like he hated Jews. Okay, fine. Done.
I think
all the people he killed were
and
black,
all these nuts
whatever.
Like Squeaky Fromm and company, they were under his wing.
Oh,
Fromm. Whatever.
Can I give you a 2-second?
Hi, Steve.
One of the things the Sharon Tate house.
Ah.
He thought Terry Melcher was living here, who was Doris Day's son, who was a song producer who had turned him down because he wanted to be a recording artist.
So that pissed him off.
That's he was going after Terry Melcher, and they just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You know, how many people were his disciples, Steve? Do you know? It was like 8 or 10?
He had, you know, maybe 20 at one time.
Where do you find 20 insane, murdering nuts like yourself? Where do you go to find those people?
Well, he sort of did the cult thing. He picked on people that had no families and were looking for a father figure, and he manipulated him like a lot of cults do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve.
Your brother was an American Idol back in 69. He could have auditioned.
Yeah, but imagine if he lost. What do you? How many people would he killed?
I would have shot Paul Abdul.
Think of that. What if you want to be the next Manson? Let's say I want to go out and find 20 people to do my killing for me. Where do you find those people?
I don't know.
You might find one.
Craigslist?
You got to be a hell of a guy.
Got to have some charm.
I guess.
Yeah.
They say he was very hypnotic. And, you know, he had those I think he's possessed, those hypnotic eyes. He would just look at you and stare through your soul. Maybe he was one of those staring hypnotist guys.
No, I think a lot of people who are criminals are charming as hell. That's how they get in your house. That's how they get in your wallet. That's how, I mean, they're just charming.
Like Jim Baker. Anyway. Yeah. Food news. I've had this story all week. Better do it now before it gets older. If you drop a morsel of food on the floor, is it okay to pick it up and eat it?
What is the law on that?
5-second rule. I always yell, kiss it up to God. It depends on what the food is. If it's a wet food, no. If it's a dry food, like a chip or a cracker, yes.
If it's
Well, wet food.
Like a ravioli.
You're eating a, you're eating a
soup.
Banana. Sucked it up. If you're eating like a piece of banana or an apple and you drop it, you just let it go.
Food with moisture as opposed to a cornflake.
Yeah.
Or a hard candy.
Anything is good. You just check for hair.
Or lint or dog.
You know what to do, Steve.
Do you blow on it first?
In most cases, if it has hair, you can eat it.
High five, sister.
In this particular case, no hair is good.
Well, yeah, the five-second rule has been in lore for some time. And guess what? This is another case of your donations to your alumni. When you donate money to your college, you think they're going to use it for good research? Well, researchers at Connecticut College have just completed a study.
Connecticut College? Well, that's just a Big Ten, huh?
Connecticut College.
What a big school.
Yeah, not University of Connecticut. Connecticut College.
Yeah, 13th grade.
You know, the corner of 4th and Main, second floor. Anyway, they did a study on this about how many seconds it takes for bacteria to form on food when it's dropped on a dirty floor. And they found, this is surprisingly, the five-second rule makes sense. Did you know it takes several seconds for bacteria to actually cling to the food before it actually taints your food?
Which and makes it kind of like sliding on top of the food?
Well, even if your wet banana chunk or ravioli falls on a dirty floor with bacteria, if you pick it up immediately and eat it, the bacteria doesn't have a chance to attach and grow. Mm-hmm. It takes 30 seconds, they say. 30 seconds for even wet food to pick up
Ew.
The bacteria. So 8, 27, 28, 29, you're fine. When you get to 30, that's when you leave it, throw it away.
But even if your floor is clean, let's say you just cleaned it up with, you know, mop and glow.
There's still bacteria down
there.
Well,
there's mop and glow on your ravioli.
Even it's like, they say like 99.9%, and they get the little graphic, and they mm-hmm. kill all of them. There's that one still swimming.
Yeah, it could be. He could be right
he
there.
He makes more very quickly.
It's that one.
Mm-hmm.
They also said if you have hard food, you can exceed the 30 seconds by as much as a minute or a minute and a half before the bacteria starts to grow.
Day and a half, it'll be fine.
I'm that way. You know, I had popcorn a couple nights ago when I was watching television, and last night when I said I saw a rogue popcorn kernel under my chair, picked it up and ate it. It was fine. According to this, it had bacteria on it.
You are a pig.
You never done that? Oh, a Cheerio. When did I have Cheerios? 97, 98? Yeah, it still looks good.
That's funny, like you've ever eaten Cheerios.
You eat couch food, too? Couch
I do.
Cushions?
Absolutely.
Flip them over, and there's a dry macaroni and cheese.
Mmm. Keep your mouth long enough, it'll get soggy and good again.
You're reworking it.
And a green Fruit Loop. Hey, do they make green Fruit Loops?
Yeah, they
do. I think they do. They shouldn't, but they do.
But you'll wonder at that moment.
Right.
Have you ever picked out the food from your floorboard, like the petrified Taco Bell cheese down under your seat?
No, I won't eat anything in the car.
I will.
Hit the floor? No, because it's full of boogers and fingernails.
I will. Skittles and jelly beans. That's my only rule. Because I eat those a lot in the car, and if I drop one, but then I'm getting out later, and I go, oh, that's where that jelly bean went. Mm.
You're a Skittles girl? I pictured you more as a Twizzler woman.
I like Twizzlers, too. I only eat Twizzlers at Bed Bath & Beyond.
It's going to land on carpet that has been walked on. Because my feet are right there, and it's going to land, and I pick it up. I just walked in the bathroom, restroom.
The bottom of your shoes.
A Skittle landed on the carpet. I'm not eating it.
Yeah, that floorboard there is probably the most disgusting thing you own. Is that the bottom of your shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Mm. Anyway. How are we all not dead?
I don't know. Jay in Phoenix, you're with Frosty, Audie, and Frank.
Hey, guys. First off, let me tell you I love you. I've called a couple of times, but I just wanted to update Heidi on the lingo of Chucky.
Charles Manson.
Yeah, the original X on his forehead, he did in the 60s before he got put in jail, and he did it because he felt he's the X member of society.
I thought that was a swastika.
Well, he turned it into a swastika when he got in jail so he could join the Brotherhood so nobody would beat him up.
Oh.
Well, if you're in the Brotherhood, don't the people who don't like the Brotherhood beat you up?
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's old and frayed, so he did what he had to do. But it started as an X on his forehead to the ex-member of society.
Jay, did you ever see, years ago, the interview Geraldo Rivera did in prison with him?
Yeah, and that was the other thing I was going to say, too, for Frank. In the 90s, he got put up for parole, and he started yelling at the judge and told him that he wants to get back to his cell as fast as he can so he can continue his internet site.
CharlesManson.com.
Anyway, Geraldo was doing an interview. I think it was Geraldo. Or Mike Wallace, one of those guys.
How do you get those two mixed
Tom
up?
Tom Snyder.
Could have been Tom Snyder.
Byron Allen.
Dick Cavett. I don't know. I think it was Geraldo.
Mike
anyway,
Douglas.
Whoever. It was Merv Griffin, actually. Yeah.
Jack Parr.
No.
Somebody.
Anyway, Mike Wallace, whoever was interviewing him, the camera pulled back, and he had a taser on, like holsters. He had a taser on both legs.
In case
Manson lunged at you. It'd only take, what, 2 seconds to find your throat and strangle you.
It was a face-to-face?
Yeah, they were sitting in chairs facing each other, almost within arm's reach, which I thought was very dangerous.
Mm.
And, you know, for the sake of the shot, they didn't want security personnel standing right behind Manson. They're against the wall several feet away. Well, if Manson wanted to lunge at you, you can kill someone like Jack Bauer style in a second. So he had tasers on his leg ready to...
He's not Hannibal Lecter.
How, do you want to find out if he is or not? I'll assume that he is. Take precautions. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Free FM. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Hey, Trevor, what's going on?
Not much, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, big fan. Hey, I'm leaving for Indiana on Saturday, and I was wondering if you guys are going. I'm going for the race.
The Indy 500?
Yes.
No, I'm going to be sticking around here, not making it back to the 500.
Oh, that's no fun.
You'll have a blast, though, Trevor. It's a ton of fun.
Oh, you people who go, you don't go for the race. You go for the party in the mm-hmm. infield or just to get drunk. And Danica Patrick is, I think, in eighth this year. She did very well qualifying, so she's back mm-hmm. her third year running. Some say she's got all the firepower to pull it off. Who knows?
Wear sunscreen.
I will. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Andretti racing again. His son, Rocco, or whatever's in it. The Andretti's are back in Indy.
Does what's-his-name still sing the Back Home Again in Indiana?
Jim Nabors. He still does.
He still does?
He's far He's the freakiest-looking guy.
Yeah. I thought he was dead.
I thought so, too. I don't know if he's had work done or what.
Wait, is he Jim Nabors is the one that had the recently had the liver transplant?
Did he?
I don't know.
Is he the gay one?
No.
I thought he was.
Gomer?
Gomer's gay.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Gomer's gay.
I think he is.
Maybe the Sarge was.
I think he's one of those people.
Is he the one that played Will?
Sergeant Carter?
Yeah, that's Gomer. Pyle.
Huh.
Sergeant Carter wasn't
Jim Nabors
gay.
Is gay.
He was rumored to be in a relationship with Rock Hudson for many years.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite a snag right
yeah.
there. Dang, handsome. Shoot, that's a nice catch for Jim Nabors. He ain't a looker. And you got Rock Hudson? He must have something else going on.
But in his day, Gomer Pyle was huge. Didn't have to be good looking, just be Gomer. Goober got some tail, too, back in his day.
Who knew?
Anyway, 888-520-9710 is our number. In Arizona, it's Patrick. What's up, Pat?
Hey, how you guys doing today? I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to make a comment. You guys were talking about the swastika that was on Charles Manson's forehead. You know, the reason people get the swastika is actually for protection because, you know, you would think that the groups would get attacked all the time. I do have a swastika myself, but actually the whole group backs you, so that way if one person touches you, they're going to get screwed in the end. You know, that's how it works.
Where do you have your swastika?
I have mine right on my left torso.
Oh, so, so you can hide it under a shirt.
Yes, I can hide mine under a shirt.
I don't know. That's a symbol of hate and murder and judge. I don't understand.
You can never go, topless at a pool, like at an outdoor barbecue pool party. You can never take your shirt off.
Yeah, there's two different symbols for it because really the meaning of it has been torn apart. If you do go to prison, you actually learn about it. Actually, yes, there is a symbol of hate too, but there's also another part to it, which it just says that we're sick and tired of all these people who come to our country and stuff and scream that we're unfair to them. Well, go home.
Okay, but the main symbol is one of hatred perceived by if a Jewish person walks by and sees a swastika, you're not going to have time to explain what it means. They're already going to be offended and hurt by that.
Yes,
and you
are.
Know that, so...
Well, just get the part of it filled in, so just say four squares.
Yeah, make it a checkerboard or a spider or something.
Turn it into a spider web.
Creepy-crawly spider.
Yeah, you're not in prison anymore.
I know, guys. Well, hey, man, I love your guys' show. I'll continue listening. Thanks for the call, all right?
Thank you, Pat.
While we're offending people, I guess I should throw this one out. Louisville, Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there, beautiful city. There's a restaurant, an Italian restaurant, that's been in business for 88 years, and they've had the same menu... item for 88 years. Now they're under fire. People wanted to change the name of the burger known as the WAP burger. They wanted to take it off the menu, even though it's a family tradition, family restaurant run by Italian people.
Without, it only means without papers. It's not like...
Is that what? What?
Yeah.
Oh, which would be Staten Island days, so it shouldn't have any relevance anymore.
Here he is. without
Joseph
papers.
Joseph Colicci and brother Richard Colicci and Joan Riggins, they own the restaurant together, whatever their names
and
are.
And Joan Riggins.
Well, that's the daughter. That's
family
the daughter
friends.
Of the other two. Anyway, they say people want to change, want them to change the name of the burger, take
but
it off the menu. They say no. They say no. It's meant as an endearment term. We don't have a problem with
if
it.
If they're
so
Italian
you.
And they have an Italian restaurant and they're naming, if it's not offensive to the person that it's supposed to be describing, then how can anybody else be offended by
it's
it?
On the sign, maybe.
Home
Lot
of the
burger
what
burger? Special.
Well, but it's like, well, who are you offending? Italians? It's like, well, we're Italian. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yeah,
hey.
But you couldn't, I mean... I can't even say that.
I know. You can't. You know, shouldn't even bring this up. I just want to...
I know.
If you want to find out more, go online.
It's going to be such a fun discussion.
In the bar.
Oh, community. ESP.
Yeah, oh, I got gotcha.
You. Got me? Got me? Okay, we got
oh, yeah.
me?
All right, all right. You're hilarious.
Let me write down what I was going to say.
Meantime, Mike, hello.
Hi, you know, Rock Hudson died without any friends. He was friendless when he died.
Oh,
oh, that didn't get hurt.
That's pretty good.
My God. Al, hello.
Hey, how you hooligans doing? Listen, Jim Nabors, he's like one of the big-time guys in Hawaii for macadamia nuts. He did that as soon as he quit doing movies and stuff.
I'll never go to Hawaii. Oh, Frank Short, what he wrote down. Okay, between what we can't say what Frank wrote down and what the censor got, you're not hearing anything. But
we
it's
need to get a shredder in here.
No.
Anything else going on in the news?
Oh, yeah, lots of stuff.
Yes.
I got around to
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cover that when we come back. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.